In this bulletin, Australia's unemployment rate rises to 6.2%. Queensland accused of a political stunt after announcing it will make an official bid for Virgin Australia. And in sport, a big change in store for the National Rugby League when play resumes later this month. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's unemployment rate is now at 6.2%. Thousands of Australians have lost their jobs during the pandemic, and the federal government is preparing for the jobless rate to increase to around 10% this year. Victoria's coronavirus clusters continue to grow as the state records 9 new cases. 3 of the latest infections are linked to the Cedar Meats outbreak, taking the total at the abattoir to 90. It's being investigated by WorkSafe, which will determine whether social distancing was practiced and if employees were provided with protective equipment and hand sanitizer. Meanwhile, 2 more infections are related to the McDonald's franchise in Fawkner, bringing the total to 8. Most of the restaurant's 100 staff have been tested for coronavirus, and the site was deep cleaned over the weekend before reopening yesterday. Victoria's Minister for Transport Infrastructure, Jacinta Allen, says the outbreaks show just how dangerous COVID-19 is.
Each and every outbreak, each and every incident provides an opportunity to learn on how to support, whether it's a workplace, a community, advice given to the community, and that's entirely appropriate. We need to also remember that our health teams are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on giving the best advice to the government and the community. They're doing a tremendous job.
Queensland is facing mounting criticism from the federal government after announcing it will make an official bid for Virgin Australia. The state-owned Queensland Investment Corporation will try for a stake in the struggling airline after it went into voluntary administration last month. But Federal Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is highly critical of the move, saying Queensland doesn't have the funds due to its almost $7 billion worth of debts. Speaking to 2GB, Mr. Dutton accused the state government of making a political move.
This may just be a political stunt. I mean, there's an election in October in Queensland, so they may be out there just trying to make out that they want to save jobs and they're going to put money in and bring it to Queensland and all of that. It's Operation Marone, they call it. It's a con. If it's just a political stunt, they realise that they've got no chance of being a successful bidder. They'll spend millions of dollars on what essentially will be a political stunt.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging caution ahead of eateries opening their doors tomorrow. Restaurants, cafes and licensed clubs and pubs with restaurants will offer dining with a 10-person seating limit and social distancing. Customers will be able to purchase alcohol with meals via table service or takeaway, although bars and gaming facilities will remain closed. As the state records 4 new cases of coronavirus, Ms. Berejiklian says she's worried about new outbreaks occurring as restrictions are eased. The Premier warns people to abide by precautions at all times.
Please make sure where you can to book ahead or ring ahead. Don't just go and line up outside a venue. If you are lining up to potentially eat inside a venue, please make sure you maintain social distancing. The irony is we don't want people spreading the disease as they're waiting outside in a queue.
Australian scientists have developed a heat-resistant coral, which could withstand mass coral bleaching, helping to restore damaged reefs. Researchers isolated tiny algae that live inside coral and exposed it to increasingly warmer temperatures over 4 years, helping it to adapt to hotter conditions. When reintroduced, the resulting coral became more resistant to heat, which scientists hope will enable them to survive summer marine heat waves. The breakthrough was made by a team from the CSIRO, the Australian Institute of Marine Science, and the University of Melbourne. The results are promising for coral reefs worldwide, which are threatened by a rise in the frequency and severity of bleaching events. In sport, the National Rugby League has confirmed games will be played with one on-field referee when the competition returns later this month. Matches have had 2 on-field referees since the beginning of the 2009 season. Going back to one will save millions of dollars. But many high-profile players and coaches claim it's unfair to change the rules of the game midway through a season. The National Rugby League season is set to resume on the 28th of May. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 26. Adelaide, cloudy and 16. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, much the same, 16. Canberra, also partly cloudy, 14 degrees. Possible shower in Wollongong, 17. Sydney, a shower or two and 18. A few showers in Newcastle, 19 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 25. Cairns, showers and 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.